Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
The legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Stream8.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. Stream8 creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Stream8.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey Mr. Skin, how are you?
Hey, I am ready, and I wanted to tell you first and foremost, I did not watch Game of Thrones last night.
Oh.
We were traveling, so I'm going to watch it tonight. It's TiVo'd, but I know there wasn't nudity in it, but I do know there was a Starbucks cup that showed up that's all over the internet. Do you know about this?
No, I have no idea. Do I need to Google something right now? Tell me, give me the
details. You can check it out after, but during the show, people that it just showed up on the internet that by accident, with all this money spent and all the eyeballs that, you know, put together this show, that during one of the scenes, you could see on a table a Starbucks cup that was left there by probably one of
the actors,
one of the people
or
working,
set designers.
Yeah, or whoever.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just, isn't that crazy? But I did see that. It's really hard when you're on social media to make sure you don't get any spoilers. So I haven't seen it. I know there wasn't nudity, but I do know about the coffee
I'll
cup,
tell so. You this though, without giving anything away, there was some hope for some nudity, some very
okay, that's
unforeseen.
All I need to hear.
And then as soon as I saw the way that things were framed, I was like, ah, they're not going to show it.
Yeah.
Not that I'm an expert.
No, cool. Well, I know everyone complained in the big battle sequence that it was so dark. I bet you now they wish that it was a dark scene so you wouldn't see the coffee cup that they left on the table. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I cannot wait to look this up.
All right. Well, you'll check it out after because it's pretty funny. I saw a little clip of it, and it's definitely a Starbucks cup Game of Thrones, which is pretty weird. And then, you know, people ask me a lot about this, like, how could that happen? How could they not see that? And I always say, I get the same one with Nip Slips, like, how did something air and no one saw it? But, you know, there's a lot going on. And you know how it is when it's your thing and you've been watching it over and over. You don't see it with the same eyes that someone looking at it new does. And it's just, those things happen. I mean, obviously, they get caught a lot, but sometimes they slip through the cracks. Sometimes crack slips through the cracks in this instance. But,
it's
just like, I totally understand as a guy who's seen many nip slips and things that shouldn't have been there. I see it all the time where they just miss it. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, as have I. That's what they have a script supervisor for. It's actually someone who's, it's their job to look at everything, make sure there's continuity, make sure there's nothing off, even people's like hair when it's out of place. It's their job to make sure everything looks exactly the same. So that's so funny to me that on a game of this, or a show rather, of this scale, that slid by. But like you said, you see it so much, you get desensitized. You're shot the scene 20 times.
Yeah, so go online. You could check it out, but there was definitely a Starbucks cup. So anyway, well, getting to the updates, like I said, there was no Game of Thrones nudity, but I'm going to start with movie stuff. And Andrea, as someone who enjoys a little girl action in her life, mm-hmm. you're going to be very excited about some movies that are coming out that feature probably the best girl action of 2019. Ooh. And let me start with probably one of our most anticipated movies in quite some time. It's called My Days of Mercy. Mm-hmm. And this movie won't be in theaters in the US until July 5th, but there's a few movies like Emma Stone in The Favorite. We would get bugged all the time by guys. When's Favorite coming out? Emma Stone's going to be naked. And like even like Lost Girls in Love Hotels with Alexandra Daddario, that's another very skinticipated movie that we've been waiting forever. Well, this aired in the 2017 Toronto Film Fest, and my Skin Scouts saw it and confirmed that Ellen Page and Kate Mara had a super hot girl-girl scene, and Andrea, I have now seen it, even though it won't be in theaters until July 5th, and you can enjoy it here. We found a little action online, and it's pretty amazing, and the basic premise of the movie is Ellen Page plays the daughter of a man on death row, and then she falls in love with a woman played, you know, by Kate Mara on the opposing side of her family's political cause.
Oh,
so it's
that
very
sounds weird.
Troubling. Yeah. And we knew about this scene at the 57-minute mark, but we hadn't seen it until this weekend where a clip showed up online. And the reason we think it showed up is this is going to be out on VOD in the UK on May 17th. So once that happens, it'll be all over, including at MrSkin.com. But this is going to be awesome. And if you don't know now, Ellen Page broke out. She was in Jason Reitman's hit comedy Juno in 2007. She's actually been nude in Into the Forest and Tallulah, both movies in 2016, but Kate Mara, who was in the Fantastic Four as Sue Storm, also was in House of Cards, the Netflix show, had never been naked. So now, so this is her new debut. So we get to see Juno eat Puno in this movie, My Days
Hell
of Mercy. Yeah, and we're really excited. So when this comes out, I'll have more, but you could watch this GIF, I hope CP put it up, because it's really, really hot stuff, and it's going to be definitely one of the top 10 nude scenes of 2019 for sure.
Well, CP put something up that I'm looking at, and it is hot.
No. And if you see two girls standing,
dude.
And
yes, I'm seeing it. It's delicious. I'll put it that way. And yeah. I don't think I'm giving anything away by saying I love Kate Mara blonde. Like, that is hot to me.
Well, super I have a hot Starbucks coffee cup in my pants when I watch that scene. So yeah.
As long as no one notices it, though, Skin, it's fine.
yeah. But I'm really excited about this. So it's always cool when there's so many times there's hype about nude scenes, and then
they're
when they show up, you're like,
man.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's you got so hyped up that it's not as good. But I think this is as good as everyone was saying. So you guys will be very excited out there. When we post this, I'm not going to post this yet at Mr. Skin, because it looks like some sort of a pirated thing, but it is for my personal collection. I have to see it, but when it's officially out on VOD, we'll have it at MrSkin.com, which is awesome.
And you
so.
Know what a little bit of the difference is too? Sometimes, the scene itself is just kind of whack because the actresses don't want to go far, or they don't want to do nudity, or it's somehow implied or very short. It's like, these actresses are killer actresses. So it's like the difference between watching a porn scene and a sex scene with great actresses. It's so much hotter because they're just better at acting. They're really in
it.
They're doing it.
You want to hear something? Yeah. I don't know how much acting was going on, because Ellen Page is a lesbian in real life. And I think it comes across. Ooh. Yeah, I think it comes across in these scenes with Kate Mara. So
All right.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
I can't imagine there's a better girl-girl scene in 2019. But that being said, this next thing I want to talk to you about is right up there. Mm-hmm. It's in consideration. It's from a movie called Tell It to the Bees.
Okay.
And it's available now on VOD. And it came out Friday, May 3rd. So it's hot off the presses. We have it at MrSkin.com already. And it stars Sookie from True Blood, Anna Paquin. Mm-hmm. She's like a small town. It's a small town in rural the UK somewhere, and she's a doctor, and she develops a relationship with this young patient's mother, played by Holiday Grainger. And if you don't know Holiday Grainger, if you remember that show The Borgias on Showtime from like 2011 to 2013, she did some really nice nude scenes. She was one of the Borgias. But I gotta tell you, this is really hot. And don't forget, True Blood, Anna Paquin did a lot of great nude scenes on True Blood. But most of her nude scenes were breasts, and this has a really good butt shot, including breasts, while, while the two are hooking up. It happens at the 52-minute mark of the movie. And, it's really good. To say it's as good as Ellen Page and Kate Mara, I can't say that, but it's still a fantastic girl-girl scene with two actresses we know really well here at MrSkin.com. And Anna Paquin has said very nice things about Mr. Skin in,
yes, she
in
has.
Twitter and on very nice. She's very nice. And and don't forget, True Blood is the second most nude scene show of all time with 137 nude scenes. Shameless, of course, blew it out of the water with 236 and counting because they have a 10th season. But so we have seen Anna Paquin naked before, but not a hot girl-girl scene like this, and including some awesome butt stuff. So check it out. It's called Tell It to the Bees, VOD, hot stuff at MrSkin.com.
Yeah, I'm loving what I'm seeing. But yeah, I think you might be right that the first movie we discussed, My Days of Mercy, might be a little hotter.
Well, it's just, it's hard. It's going to be tough to beat My Days of Mercy, but it doesn't take away from Tell It to the Bees. Yes, so that's
right.
Out. And then there's another movie that we found out about over the weekend because it aired at Tribeca. At first, I was hopeful because on IMDb, it said it was released last week, but then I realized it had only been released at Tribeca, but it's called Dreamland.
Okay.
And it stars Margot Robbie. Mm-hmm. And now, don't forget, Margot Robbie did that full frontal scene in Wolf of Wall Street in 2013.
Oh, I have not forgotten. I don't think anyone has forgotten.
It totally blew it. Her career, you know, when people say this,
that was it.
Is nudity bad for your career? The answer, I mean, I think about, you know, someone like Margot Robbie who did that scene in Wolf of Wall Street. Then she went on to do Suicide Squad and I, Tonya. And, you know, it's really amazing how big a star she became after that great
she
nude
blew
scene.
But up from that scene, I think, for
well,
sure.
Get this. According to my skin scouts at Tribeca, she has a 6-minute topless scene near the end of the movie.
Is that a record?
I know. No,
six
it's
minutes.
Not a record. Okay. Yeah, we've had longer ones, but that's a good thing. I should probably do a show on the longest nude scenes of all time because there's some really cool ones. But
that'd be very interesting.
Yeah, but anyway, so she's taking a shower and she's with some guy in the shower, and then they just, I guess the entire scene was shot in one single shot, according to what I read. So all I know is it's Margot Robbie topless. It goes on for 6 minutes. And now, and the thing is, you know, now that she's, you know, I know she was unknown in Wolf of Wall Street, but she became big and then she was Oscar nominated actress. She's now a blockbuster star. To do a movie like Dreamland that maybe isn't, you know, going to be a movie that gets a ton of publicity, that kind of like she just decided to do it because she liked the script, but then did a 6-minute nude scene. That's pretty cool.
I'm loving that.
Yeah. So, I mean, she was nominated for I, Tonya, and she's obviously a big, big star. And kudos to Margot Robbie for doing this great nude scene. So we don't have pics or clips of that yet because it's still only a Film Fest movie, but 6-minute topless scene of Margot Robbie, I have to say I'm going to like that when it finally comes out.
I cannot wait to see that. Like,
sure.
I can't get enough of her, so I'm very stoked.
Yeah, so a lot of cool movie stuff this week, even in the short time since I talked to you last Monday. So, anyway, it's now TV, as you know. We mentioned Game of Thrones that had an offer last night, but there are a bunch of TV stuff to talk about. One thing is a new show that I haven't mentioned. It's called Gentleman Jack. No puns intended here.
Oh, really?
And it's a HBO show. It airs Mondays 9 Eastern. And Gentleman Jack, it's a UK HBO series. It chronicles the life of Ann Lister, and played by Gemma Jones. Ann Lister was a historical figure who kept extensive diaries on the details of her daily life, including her lesbian relationships. Mm. But she did it in an era where that was taboo. And I guess her diaries contain like over 4 million words and were written largely in code. But Yeah, but it's supposed to be really hot stuff. But yeah, so the anyway, they're in the second episode. They did a quick flashback of a young Anne played by Saran Jones. So like Gemma Jones is the Anne Lister in the show, the older one. But when they flash back to her as a younger woman, they use this Saran Jones, and she's going down on a woman, and we
it's funny because how
hot is this woman? Uh-huh. Big breasts and everything. They didn't ID her, so we don't know who the woman is.
What?
She's uncredited. It's pretty weird.
That's bullshit.
I know, it's weird, but it's still a really hot scene. The big boobies and Saran Jones is going down on her, and it really caught my attention when I saw this scene. And but we don't know the name of the topless woman that's getting gone down on.
Yeah.
Let's say that. So.
Who's getting eaten out. We don't know who you are. If anyone has this inside information, please let us know. 484-SKIN-POD.
Yeah, it is. It's funny. So maybe we'll find out by next week. But
hopefully.
As of now, going through the credits, we just couldn't. Now, if you're jonesing for some Saran Jones, she's been naked in, I know, that UK TV show Dr. Foster. Also did a movie way back about 12, 13 years ago called Strictly Confidential, where she was nude. But she's not nude in this, but it's super hot because she's going down on a very hot uncredited actress, which I'll try to figure that out later. But isn't that is a hot scene?
It's super hot. I mean, anytime I see anyone going down, girl on girl, it's just very hot to me. Then it's not super overly lit, but it's that pretty natural light coming through the window that I love. It just seems there's a realness to it, and I love that.
And I'm sure I won't have any puns with a show named Gentleman Jack at all. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Bring them on, Skin.
Yeah, so Gentleman Jack is only a couple episodes in. It airs Monday nights on HBO. And it's a really hot scene, but I can't tell you the name of the actress. So anyway, and then I got to bring up again the best show so far in 2019 for nudity, Now Apocalypse, Carly Sciarratino show that we've been talking about since it started going. It's been nonstop nudity, and we mentioned Kelly Berglund, who used to be on Lab Rats. They're 9 episodes into a 10 episode show, and every episode's been really good with the nudity, including Kelly Berglund. And we've already seen the 10th episode because even though it hasn't aired yet, the 10th episode is available to stream, and we already went through it and can confirm that Kelly Berglund is naked again. So she ended up being naked in 8 of the 10 episodes. And there was other one, Roxanne Mosqueda, did some really good nudity, and a bunch of other girls were nude. But Kelly Berglund, who plays a call girl, formerly of the children's show Lab Rats, now playing a cam girl who is naked in 8 of the 10 episodes. She's definitely had a great year in nudity, and we're excited. And so far, no television show, Game of Thrones included, has beaten out Now Apocalypse for best television show for nudity. So as of May, this is still the best. So if you haven't seen it, it's on the Stars Network, airs Sunday nights. And has some really, really good nudity.
Excellent. Yeah, every week I'm just blown away with what I see from both of these actresses that you mentioned specifically. I still haven't watched the show, but I honestly feel like, do I have to when I just get all the good stuff from you? So,
well, I think you'd enjoy it, and it's been getting kinkier and kinkier every week. And anyway, and we do know already that next week's finale features Nicole Liberté nude and Kelly Berglund nude, and you know, very excited about that. So anyway, Now Apocalypse, best show for nudity on television, and you see that on the Stars Network. Another show, we got a new the Wheel of Skin, my favorite part of the podcast, where CP the EP spins the big wheel here in the Mr. Skin offices. We have over now 29,000 actresses at MrSkin.com, and he randomly chooses one of those actresses, and I am able to then hopefully riff on their skin careers and their skinography. And I, of course, for this, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Vagia White.
Yes, and this is American Griffin Production. And he's been doing some great ones. I love this. I love to share my nudity knowledge with the audience, and hopefully he'll spin one that we'll have fun with. Go ahead, CP.
All right. We have Vanna White.
Ah, very funny. Well, I know where Vagia White's been naked in National Lampoon's The Stone Age,
right,
and a Sorority Party Massacre, two of my favorites. That is so funny. I know we've been doing this all this time. I never thought that he would even ask me Vanna White, even though we'd say Vagia White every time.
And
so
I love Vanna White. She can do no wrong in my eyes. She is gorgeous. She is everything. So please tell me we got some good stuff.
Well, I have great news about Vanna White, you know, and it's a before they were famous, which
even better.
Yeah. And in her case, she had to sneak this in because she's been on, you know, the letter turner on Wheel of Fortune since like late 1982 till present day. Imagine that. I mean, that's incredible.
That's 37 years.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And she still looks great.
She's incredible.
And what a body on her.
She's incredible.
I know she was like a model, and at one point she was one of those like contestants for the beauty pageants and all that. But she became famous from Wheel of Fortune. But before she was famous, in 1980, she did a movie called Gypsy Angels. And in it, she was an unknown actress at the time. She plays a stripper who falls for a stunt pilot. But I got to tell you, this movie had all kinds of issues. In fact, it's one of those movies that was directed by Alan Smithy. Mm-hmm. Or I think it's pronounced Smithy, where which means that's like a pseudonym for directors who, you know, feel their film was taken away from them and they, you know, was recut against their wishes, for example, and they don't want to, you know, and the Screen Actors Guild, I guess, won't let it say no director. So if they withdraw their name, I guess you could use this Alan Smithy.
Interesting. I did not know that.
It's the official Directors Guild fake name when a director wants to distance himself from the movie. And what's interesting, this movie was so bad. And it was made in 1980.
And the director doesn't want credit.
Well, but here's what happened.
Yeah.
So then Vanna White becomes famous in the 80s. It never was released in theaters or anything. And then in 1989, it was released on video.
Oh.
And it was never, you know, it's never been released on Blu-ray or DVD or anything like that. Now, I remember I bought a copy of this movie. And I can't even remember if I first saw it on cable or if it was because I bought the video. I cannot remember that. But I saved the video. And when I launched MrSkin.com, we were able to get pics and clips. Like the day I opened my doors 20 years ago, I had this. So that was one of those nude scenes that I had that many people hadn't seen. And it was pretty cool. Now, the only negative is it's not like HD quality,
right,
but that's okay. I hope CP could pull up some pics.
He's giving me something. I'm loving what I'm seeing.
But don't be pissed that it's a little bleached out and not like what you're used to saying, but you see there's a scene at the 40-minute mark, a scene at the hour and 12-minute mark where she's having sex. She falls for this like stunt pilot guy. And forget the movie. You know, it's not a movie you'd sit and want to watch the whole thing. But the nude scenes are really good. And then there's another scene where she's showering and you could see her silhouette in the curtain and she's nude and it's really hot. So it's the only time Vanna White was ever naked. It's called Gypsy Angels, from 1980, but nobody saw this movie until 1989 when it came out on video.
I'm loving everything I'm seeing, despite the fact that it's, you know, not HD quality. Who cares? It's Vanna White. I love even the non-nude scene that I have here where she's stripping, but she's in like a tiny little gold bikini, because I didn't even know what her body ever looked like. You know,
imagine all-natural Vanna White boobs.
Dude, her boobs are huge, FYI.
What would you call that? Like sequin bikini? Like what is that?
A sequin glittery bikini, gold. I mean, her little butt is amazing. It's like, you know, back in the early 80s like that, 1980, having like a nice hard body was not too fashionable. It was more like the mid-80s, the Jane Fonda type stuff. And she has a booty that you can tell she was doing some sort of fitness. I'm loving what I'm seeing.
I even love, gorgeous. look at he just put up the picture of her in the shower with the silhouette.
Oh, yes.
You could see those boobs. She had some great, and you know they're natural by looking through that silhouette.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like at certain angles, they're just like huge monsters. I'm loving it. Like, we always knew she had ample cleavage, but when someone's in a formal gown, you don't know if it's the gown, if it's there's a corset inside, if it's padding. Oh, now we know indefinitely.
No, but that's so funny. All the time we've been doing the Wheel of Skin, and I never thought about Vanna White. So I say Vagia White every time we do it, and I never even thought of it. So great,
beautiful question.
Great pull from CP, and I hope everyone goes to MrSkin.com and check these pics and clips out. It's really great stuff. All right, back to the television, because there's some new a new show and a series finale I wanted to talk to you about. One is the new show is The Spanish Princess, which is a there's a historical novel series where the Starz Network has been doing these, and I'm going to call them miniseries. They're like 10-episode things, because they did The White Queen with Rebecca Ferguson. Then they did The White Princess with Jodie Comer. And I think that was 8 episodes. And now they started, they're only 1 episode in, this show called, on Sunday nights, called The Spanish Princess.
Okay.
And like I said, it's part of this series of historical books. And The Spanish Princess stars Charlotte Hope. Now, as a Game of Thrones fan, Andrew, you might remember her. Now, I know it's Game of Thrones has been going on forever, and you might not remember back to like the 3rd season, but remember when Theron Greyjoy was in a threesome with these two gorgeous girls? And then all of a sudden that Ramsay Bolton came in and then tortured him and cut off his dick and all that stuff.
So, yeah, I remember that skin. Thanks for reminding me. Yes.
Yeah. Well, she was the girl. Charlotte Hope was the girl that was riding him, and she did some fantastic nude scenes in like the 3rd and 4th season of Game of Thrones. And, in this first episode of The Spanish Princess, she's playing Catherine of Aragon, and she's like a Spanish princess, and kind of it's about, I guess, about the royal lineage of England and her. She has an eye on the throne and the whole thing. And in the first episode, she's in this see-through top, and then she's rushed to get dressed before the king, who's kind of like pounding on the door. And then later, she shows her breast in the bath and her butt. And it's a really good nude scene. So it's the same girl from Game of Thrones. We're big fans of her, named Charlotte Hope. So hopefully, we hope there'll be some really good nude scenes on The Spanish Princess. And I wish I knew more about the show, but I haven't seen it, and I'm just kind of going off a little bit of what I read. But I can tell you the nudity in the first episode is very nice. So.
Well, I hope we get to see more of Charlotte Hope's ass, because that thing, it was like a glimmer of it, and it is amazing. When she's getting out of the tub, the director cuts away to it for a second, and I'm like, oh no, hold the shot there. It's good stuff. So I'm liking what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah, really good. So it's, again, another new show, but it's probably just going to be a one and done season, like they did with White Queen and White Princess. So anyway, it's called The Spanish Princess on Starz. And listen, Starz has been really solid when it comes to nudity in the last couple of years. So it's a cool new show that we're all over. So check that out with Charlotte Hope. Another show that a lot of people are digging from Cinemax is the Kung Fu show Warrior, which is now 5 episodes in. And on Friday night, Rachel Colwell dropped a robe revealing her butt and some side boob to Jason Tobin before they had sex. Mm-hmm. And this is her new, she's new to Mr. Skin. She's never been naked before, but we now have a Rachel Colwell at MrSkin.com. And,
awesome.
And a lot of people are digging this Warrior about this. It's set in the late I want to say the late 1800s in San Francisco, and it's about Chinatown and gangs and all that other stuff. And it's getting good buzz from people that have seen it, and I've seen a lot of nice write-ups on the show, and I hear different people. I know even Howard Stern loves the show. So,
oh, cool.
Warriors Season 1, Episode 5 on Cinemax, another nude scene. They've had like three or four really nice nude scenes in five episodes, so it's a great new show from Cinemax, which we're excited about. So,
now, is Rachel Colwell someone that we should know about, or is she famous?
No, she's new. She's like, this was like, we just discovered her in this scene. She's
okay,
new to Mr. Skin. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's cool. We call that a nudecomer, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
She's a nudecomer. Yeah.
Love
so,
it.
Last but not least, I wanted to talk about there's a show from BET called Being Mary Jane. It's Gabrielle Union plays a news anchor, and I've seen some episodes, but not the whole series. And they canceled the series, but then brought back this kind of an episode to tie up loose ends, and you know, so the show got canceled, and then they aired this episode to tie up some loose ends, and in there, Gabrielle Union, who, by the way, she plays a news anchor, and she has a lot of people that kind of glom on to her that you know, are looking for handouts and stuff, but she has just, it wasn't technically a nude scene because she's in a thong, but she's on the bed. And oh my God, is this a hot scene? It was one of my favorite scenes in the last week. It's just underwear, but she kind of like, there's a guy in the room, and she's on the bed, and she kind of turns her butt to the guy, and oh my God, is it a hot scene? And I'm just a big fan of hers, and I wanted to show you this because it was one of the things that really caught my eye this week when I was looking at all the television and movie stuff from this week. But boy, is she gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, she really, really is. I always thought she was cute, but I'm like, no, she's fine.
Yeah, and I also, well, and she's actually becoming even more famous. She's supposedly going to be the new judge on America's Got Talent. Did you know about that?
No, I did not.
So it's pretty cool. So I think a lot more people are going to know about Gabrielle Union. And in earlier episodes of Being Mary Jane, she did some really brief nudity, but even though this technically isn't nude, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is my favorite scene in Being Mary Jane. If you're a Gabrielle Union fan, check it out. Like, imagine she's how would you describe what she's wearing? Like a just lingerie or a thong? Like, what is that?
Let me zoom in and turn up my brightness here. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much an up the ass something because of her positioning. I can't really tell, but her full ass is out. So,
yeah. And she's kind of seducing this Michael Ealy.
Dude, no one's in that position if you're not
trying to seduce. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seduced as well. It's an extremely erotic, suggestive pose. It's almost like, you know, a froggy style where face down, ass up, but your tummy's on the bed rather than on all fours.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Froggy style.
Froggy
I didn't
style,
think of
baby.
That. Yeah. But anyway, and then I also know she's going to be co-starring with Jessica Alba. I guess there's a new show called LA's Finest. And
no,
don't ask me where
LA's
you can find
finest.
This. I know, but it's a Spectrum original series. So
Spectrum.
I'll have to get back to you of where you find that. But, you know, there's so many different platforms now.
Spectrum is a local cable provider here in LA. So I'm like, what? I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me like of the Audience Network, like
yes.
If you have DirecTV and then you can get this audio. So it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know yet where that's going to be available or how it's going to be available, but she's definitely going to co-star with Jessica Alba. So we'll see what happens. That's exciting.
Dude,
and
if they get naked, I'm going to explode.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, we know Jessica Alba is such a holdout on us. I mean, she's done a couple little things with her butt. Remember?
Right.
I mean, I want to see it all.
She did a movie. She did a movie called The Killer Inside Me with Casey Affleck, and at the 5-minute mark, he pulls her pants down on the bed and whips her with a belt. And I got to say, it's pretty damn hot.
It's hot.
It's really hot. And that's about, God, that's already 9 years old. I can't believe it. But yeah, so Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba will be together, and maybe we'll Gabrielle Union could spank her butt, and I'd watch that show.
No, but
show,
what so. An aptly named show. Like, you know, LA's Finest, we typically say that about, like, The Police. You know what I mean? But that, unless it is a police movie, but LA's Finest for sure, because they are two dime pieces. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, now next time we talk, Andrea, I will have caught up on Game of Thrones. I will have seen the second to last episode of Game of Thrones. So hopefully I'll have some nudity news. But so what was fun about this week is there was a lot of good movie stuff. But more importantly, I don't have to worry about if we're going to have great lesbian scenes from my Anatomy Awards next year, because I have a lot to choose from based just on this week alone.
I mean, you said it best. You said, you know, Juno eating Puno. That, to me, is everything. Ellen Page going down on Kate Mara? Yes. I loved everything we talked about with Vanna White, in all honesty, but there's still that unidentified, big-boobed oral recipient that we need to get to the bottom of who she is.
Yeah, maybe by next week we'll get her a name. We'll give her a name. So.
And I just thought it was funny that we even talked about a whole other Starbucks cup controversy.
Yeah, I love cream with that coffee. Yeah.
Oh, man. Episode 148. Another one just done so well. Good work, Skin. Good work.
Well, I'm just reporting on the nudity, that if there's good nudity, I look good. And that's the way I like it. So.
Right on. Well done. We'll talk next week.
You got it. Take care.
This concludes another skin-tilating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.